There was discussion a number of weeks ago regarding the recitation of a Saint Talamatar, Livracha, for Israelis. In Israel, we start saying the Saint Talamatar, Livracha, on the 7th of Cheshvan. The problem this year is that we really want rain, specifically in Gaza, that maybe rain will hurt the incursion and it will hinder what Israel wants to do militarily in the Gaza Strip. So maybe we should adjust the bracha of the Saint Talamatar, the prayer for rain, for these circumstances. And there's a discussion I saw on social media. And in fact, a few weeks ago, Rav Raim Cohen, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Otniel, he actually formulated a new nusach, a new text. He said the text should be the Saint Talamatar, the bracha al prei ha'adamah. That's like the regular text. And he added, "Bemerchavim bahem ageshen libracha," in the ways that Hashem should bring about rain for a blessing on the ground, in a ways that the rain is for a blessing. V'hiratzon and may it be the will of your from may it be the will from before you. Shebistei krav in the battlefield, lo yered geshem al kochosein nechamim et melchamot Hashem. The rain should not fall on our powers or on our military that's fighting the wars of God. V'yered bezaf al oyveinu, and the rain should fall with power on our enemies. V'yiskaymu banu livracha divrei ha'navi Amos, and the blessing of the words of the prophet Amos should be fulfilled. This is Amos Perek Dal, Pasuk Zayin. V'himtarti al ir echas v'al ir achas lo amtir chelka achas timater v'chelka asher lo tamtir aleha tivash. And there the Navi prophesizes that when God wants to show his might and his power, he will cause it to rain on one city and not another city. He'll cause it to rain on one part of the city and not another part. So we want that to happen, that the rain should not fall on our troops, which would hinder their ability to achieve their military goals, but it should rain and pour on our enemies. So the question is that legitimate? Can you play with a text that Chazal instituted, a fixed text for our tefillah? Can you simply change it? Is that legitimate? Is that halachically sanctioned? So the truth is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim, Siman Kuf Yud Tes Seif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch there writes, Im ratza lahosif b'chol brachos meha emtsois, mein ha-bracha mosif, that you can actually add to one of the texts of the middle brachos. If it's the same theme of the bracha, then you can add. Ketzad, how yalo cholef, you had, for example, if you were a sick person, v'vakesh, you could ask mercy for the sick in the bracha of refrain. How yitzarech parnasa, you need a new job, you need parnasa, you need salary, v'vakesh, you can ask for it in the berachos hasharim. The key is, as long as it's the same theme, you could change the text of the bracha. So, and by the way, there was a discussion about this in a different context, and after 1967, after we reconquered Yerushalayim, we reunited Yerushalayim, and there was a discussion of whether the bracha of Nachem and Tisha B'Av was appropriate, because the bracha of Nachem talks about Hashem should comfort the city of Yerushalayim, that is, Irish, that's bzuyan, chareva, that's destroyed, that's despised, mibli ein yoshev, that no one's living there. And can that really be said about Yerushalayim nowadays? And in fact, Rav Shlomo Goren wrote an entirely new text of Nachem that removed adjectives about Yerushalayim being empty and denigrated. However, many poskim disagreed with Rav Shlomo Goren, and some felt that as long as the Beis Hamikdash had not been rebuilt, then Yerushalayim is still considered destroyed and denigrated. So he said that technically the version of Nachem was correct, and Rav Isser Yehuda Unterman at the time of the chief rabbi of Israel also opposed change to the text of Nachem because the old city was still full of the old city still had shoals that in various states of destruction and disrepair, and there were churches and mosques in the old city. And Rabbi Soloveitchik, though, felt very differently. He was opposed to any change, but he said, you don't change the prayers that were instituted by Chazal. He felt that Yerushalayim is part of the Beis HaMikdash, And as long as the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, the city is not considered to be rebuilt. But he was very opposed to changing text that Chazal created. And so perhaps, and there were other views about this as well, and perhaps this same idea is that maybe even if technically one could change the text of a particular bracha, that we try to avoid it. Because then you can ask the question, who's going to make the changes? Who has the authority to change it? Does everyone know how to change a text? So even though Rav Raim Cohen instituted this text, there seems to be, again, backing in the Shulchan Aruch to do so, but it would seem that many poskim may have an aversion to doing that. By the way, also, there's a tshuva by Rav Moshe Shturmach, a tshuvas van Hagos in Krach Beis Simon Nun Tes, in the context of him discussing that the text of the Bracha V'la Malshinim, there are many various texts of who were trying to destroy or pray to be destroyed. La Malshinim, La Meshumadim, Minim, Apikorsim. There were different versions. And in the context of this tshuva, where he points out there were different versions throughout the years, he says, Ein lachish l'shinui matbeh ha-bracha de hosafet prash l'nikah de chazal. He says, don't be concerned about changing the text of the bracha by adding a detail that was not established by chazal. She'be'emtza mutter l'hosim me'inyan ha-bracha. Because in the middle of a bracha, you can add a word here, a word there, you can add a phrase that's part of the text of the bracha. So again, in the spirit of this, that's what Rav Raim Cohen did in changing the text of a Saint Talmater to fit the current situation, that we want that the rain should not cause a problem for our troops in Gaza. Now, my assumption is, from what I've read, that his position was generally not accepted. The Rav Rashi Rav Lau was asked about this question, and he said, first of all, the bracha of a Saint Talmater leave bracha. Then what do we ask? We're asking for rain that should be for a bracha. So that, in effect, means that we only want rain that will be a blessing for us and not a bracha that will disturb or hinder what we have to do in Gaza. He also wrote that it seems that the battle is going to last a long time, so he didn't think it was appropriate to change or to cancel the request for rain for an extended period of time. And again, he thought that the term libracha included this idea. Rav Yimon felt the same way. He said, still continue to say the same Talmud Livracha in the bracha of the Birchas Hashanim. But he says in Shema Kaleinu, that's like a catch-all bracha of requests. There we can daven that Hashem should do what is best for Tzahal.